he led thee. I am the Lord that he led thee. I am the Lord that he led thee. In thee, O Lord, I put my trust. 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 Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am the Lord that he led thee. I am the Lord that he led thee. I am the Lord that he led thee.
Let us be open for the prayer, please.
Father God, we thank you so much, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, Father, for this opportunity again that we called to your presence. We called, Father, O God, to be one with you, O God. Father, shepherd us now. Give us your grace as we, Father, still ourselves and know that you're in control of every situation. Father, lead us into, Lord, Father, a place where we can lift up and elevate ourselves in prayer to thee. Lead us in song now and lead us in the service, we pray. In Jesus' wondrous name. Amen.
Amen.
Cast your burdens. Amen. Don't hold your burdens. Cast them. Cast your burden unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Higher, 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 lifting Jesus higher. Higher, 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 lifting Jesus higher. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Lower, 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 jump the devil lower. Lower, 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 jump the devil over. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Higher, 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 lifting Jesus higher. Higher, 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 lifting Jesus higher. Cast your burden unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burden unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Lower, 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 drum the devil lower. Lower, 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 drum the devil lower. Cast your burdens unto to Jesus, for he cares for you. Give me oil in my lamp, give me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, give me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King. Give me joy in my heart, keep me singing. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me singing. Keep me singing till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King. Give me peace in my heart, keep me resting. Give me peace in my heart, I pray. Give me peace in my heart, keep me resting. Keep me resting till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King. Make us fishers of men, keep us seeking. Make us fishers of men, I pray. Make us fishers of men, keep us seeking. Keep us seeking till the break of day. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna, sing, Hosanna to the King. I gonna stay, I gonna stay right under his blood. I gonna stay right under his blood. I gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. I gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. If it's sickness that you feel and your body is undwelled. Remember, he's the great physician, and in him all I dwell. Cast your cares on Jesus, and you'll find you soon behold. Believe his word and promise, all is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. You might ask him for the salvation of your close relations. One you truly love is called far away. Look unto the Lord and by faith stake your claim. Trust in God and call upon his name. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. You may find the lost, the passion, because your poor reaction. Life is in that fair, and does he really care? Look unto the Lord, and you'll find he's always there. Believe his word and trust our God, he cares. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. We are here to praise you, Lord, to lift our hands and sing. We are here to give you, Lord, the best that we can bring, bringing you our love, rising from our hearts. Everything within us cries, I love you, I love you, Lord. We are here to praise you, Lord, to lift our hands and sing. We are here to give you, Lord, the best that we can bring, bringing you our love. From our us cries, I love you, I love you, Lord.
Thank you, Brother Vlad. God bless you richly. God bless you, saints. Welcome to our prayer meeting this evening. We do appreciate song worship. What a wonderful thing that it is. If that could be the desire of our hearts, we are here to praise you, to lift our hands on high. What a blessed thing that would be. Let's stand straight away. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Job, chapter 19. Before we come to prayer this evening, let's have a look at some of these conditions for faith. Job chapter 19, taking things this evening from the message, I have heard, but now I see, which is a wonderful thing. You know, you might have heard, and now you want to see. You want to see the reality of the Lord in your situation. The prophet teaches us so wonderfully in this message some of these simple principles, which I thought maybe it would be nice for us to fellowship around as we had come to a time of prayer. Job chapter 19, and we'll take it from verse 23. Job says, oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book, that they were graven with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever. So something was opening up, something was happening, this visitation to Job, this revelation that he never wanted to forget. He wanted it to be written down. He wanted it to be printed in a book. He wanted to grave it with an iron pen and put lead in a rock forever. He wanted this to be a memorial because this was such a special thing to him. And what was it? For verse 25, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see my God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins should be consumed within me. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this word. How many times people have read this word down through the ages, ever since you inspired it to the prophet Job. And Father, what a comfort that it's been to people. And Father, people have entered into the scripture, Lord, and got into the same channel of inspiration. And when they've read that scripture, they've said amen to that scripture as their own testimony. Let it be so with us upon this night, we pray. May you bless your word to us. May you bless your people. Thank you for the song worship that we've had, Lord. Now, Father, bring everything under your control, we pray. Help us to come within that place, Lord, that secret place, to commune and to fellowship with you upon this evening. Guide us in all we say. Help us, Lord, in all that we do. Quicken us unto prayer, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen, saints. Let's be seated. God bless you this evening. Thank you for standing for the word. That's Job chapter 19. This message I've heard, but now I see. The prophet is speaking about Job. But when he's speaking about Job, he really brings us some precious principles and thoughts about Job. And first thing that he speaks about what Job was going through before he had this great revelation open up to him. And the prophet says at paragraph 45, he says, it was what the Bible says Job was being tempted of the Lord. But the prophet says, I'd like to use the word being tested of the Lord. No, it's a great, great thing when you see the difference between a temptation and when the Lord is testing you. And Job was being tested now of the Lord. And how every child that comes to God must first be tested. So every single one of us, we are due. We are, at the moment that you commit yourself to the Lord as a believer, you put yourself in the channel of inspiration, but you put yourself also in the channel of testing. And every one of these tests come for a purpose. And Job, imagine in his day, he didn't have a Bible like us. We can go in the middle of our tests and we can read the lives of other people and we can get a great inspiration when we see how the Lord delivered others or how others conducted themselves. We can get great faith and inspiration by reading the word. But Job, being the first book that was written, even written before Genesis, the oldest book in the Bible, he didn't have a Bible to read, but he had access to God. That's paragraph 46. He had access to God by faith and by revelation. So now Job knew what inspiration was. He knew what it was when the Lord dropped something down the channel and revealed something to him. when the heavens were opened, when that spiritual dimension would open to him and the Lord would give him wisdom, the Lord would give him understanding, the Lord would give him visions and revelations and all of that. And Job became a great man because of that. People came from the north, south, east, and west. The young people came up to him and the old people, because he had such an inspiration, he had such a channel of inspiration that people came now to get counsel from Job. He was the greatest of all the men of the east, the Bible says. And then he gets into this testing time. And Satan really does everything that he can to try to get Job to lose his faith, to try to take Job away from this foundation that he's been standing on. And he uses everything. He uses sickness and he uses misfortune. He uses accusation, every tool, every weapon in his armory, because he wants to move Job away from standing flat-footed in his trial. He wants to move him from that rock. And the prophet says, but no matter what the circumstances were, he waited for his faith to be confirmed because he had a grip on God, a revelation. Now he knew who God was. And now he's in the midst of his trial. And what's causing this to be a great trial is he needs to hear from God. Yeah, he's in the midst of sorrow. He's in the midst of, imagine the greatest battle ever fought when his comforters are accusing him and all the things he's going through. And there's the graves of his children and all the misfortune. And he has his businesses have all perished in a day. And in the midst of it all, Job continues to stand. And he's waiting for one thing. He needs to hear from God. He knows, if I can just get that inspiration again. And Satan's trying to twist him around. But Job, no matter what the circumstances he was in, he continued to hold on. And the prophet says, because he was waiting for his God to confirm his faith. And he says, now the sick people, he says, oh, you that have a need of God. When you can get that type of revelation that you are justified, that you are actually justified in asking the thing that you're asking for. So Job, he knew, he had offered the burnt offering. He had put every sin under the blood. He had done everything which the Lord had asked him to do. He searched his life and he knew there's nothing of disobedience inside of my life. I don't have any iniquity. I don't have any secret sin inside of my life. He had gone God's provided way. He had gone to the altar. He had offered the sacrifice upon the altar. You know, he had done everything the word required. So Job knew, I'm justified. You know, I have a right to come before the Lord now and to ask the Lord now for help, because he was in his position as a believer. He was standing justified as a believer. You know, so he now had every right to expect God to intervene in his situation. And friend, that is the testimony of every single believer. When you get into those testing times, you get into those trials, and you know, the devil tries this and he tries that, and confusion comes, or misunderstandings, or conflict, or sickness, or whatever it is that rises up. You know, to a believer, you search yourself first and be certain of God. The prophet says, the first thing you need to do, you need to put everything under the blood. Then it's just to be a surrender of everything to the Lord and then be certain of God. Because you as a believer in your position, the same as Job in his position, he had every right to stand there expecting God to drop something down in the channel, God to meet him in his point of need. And that's a powerful thing for a believer, you know, to be able to stand in that kind of a way, to wait for your faith to be vindicated. You know, that you put your faith, you put your trust in the Lord, and you're saying, Lord, no, I'm justified in asking this. You know, I'm seeking thee, oh Lord. I need to hear from you. And you have 100% confidence. You don't know how, you don't know when, but that he's going to minister to you. He's going to intervene in your situation because you know who he is. And you know how many times he's done that for you in times gone by. But the prophet says, but in paragraph 69, he says, but your motives and your objectives have got to be exactly perfectly right. Then you can have faith to ask. So if we approaching the Lord this evening for something, the prophet says, what are you saying to God? He says, God doesn't just give you things just because you ask. What is your motive? What is your reason? What are you saying to the Lord? He says, if you can come and say, Lord, I want this to the honor and the glory of God. Now you're approaching the Lord and you're coming with the right objective. The prophet says, if you wanting to be healed, what are you wanting to be healed for? But if you're coming to the Lord and you're saying to the Lord, Lord, if you will heal me, I will serve you every day of my life. Or if you're in the midst of a need or a situation, you say, Lord, if you will meet me in this point of need, I will stand and testify for your glory in the house of God. Now, you've got to be telling him the right thing. What is your motive and objective in asking him for that? And Job, he stood there. He knew, I'm not asking for any selfish motive here. I'm not seeking the Lord for any foolishness, but I just desire to glorify him the way that I've glorified him in days and times gone by. The prophet says, and then if you have the right motive and objective, you've put everything under the blood. Now, everything's under the great burnt offering of our great sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Job offered bulls and goats and whatever on his altar at that time. We come to the altar of Calvary because we know the great sacrifice has been made for us. And we put everything under the blood and we just come and lay ourselves down at the foot of the cross. And then you come before the Lord with the right motive and the right objective. The prophet says, then faith has a channel to move into. If it doesn't, if your motive isn't right, your objective isn't right, then you've got mental, intellectual faith. That might get you emotional, but it won't get you the healing that you're looking for. You know, so when you're approaching him the right way and you're saying, Lord, I desire this for your glory. Lord, if you'll give me this job, I will glorify thy name. I will support your kingdom. I will support your work. When I'm in that place, Lord, I will bear record of you as you give me the grace. Lord, I will be a light in darkness if you'll grant me this opportunity. And you're approaching the Lord, friends, and you're coming with the right motive and the right objective. That motive and that objective opens a channel between you and heavenly places. And now the prophet says, God now has a channel to drop that inspiration down into that channel. The prophet says, now when we're going to be prayed for our sicknesses, I wonder if we've done everything that God required us to do. Have we given him our hearts and our lives to service? Here he says it. What's the reason you want to be healed? That's the reason. Listen to what the prophet says. That's the reason you can't get faith enough, because you haven't made this thing to God sincerely from your heart. You know, so sometimes we just come and we put it before the Lord, please do this for me, Lord. But you haven't really come with all your heart. You haven't really come with that real motive and objective to say, but Lord, if you will do this for me, Lord, if you will heal me, I will use the strength, the health that you give me for your glory, for your kingdom. And you really mean it. And you've just laid everything upon the altar and you're approaching the Lord. And then the prophet gives us the example and he says, that's the reason you can't have faith. He says you have to come to God sincerely from your heart, like Hezekiah did. Now he gives us a great example. If you read in Isaiah chapter 38, listen to Hezekiah. We know the story, but look, Hezekiah now, the prophet comes and tells him, Isaiah 38 verse 1. Isaiah comes to tell him that he's going to die. Verse 1, Isaiah 38. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt live, thou shalt die and not live. Oh, friends, that was a clear cut something. You know, so here comes, he's got a sickness in his body, and this sickness now is unto death. He's not going to come off that bed if the conditions stay the way that they are. But what does he do in verse 2? Then Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall, and he prayed unto the Lord. And he said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And the prophet says about Hezekiah, says, Hezekiah, he gave God a reason. You know, the prophet takes it. There must have been something that Hezekiah said there. He gave God a reason for this, for the request that he had. And what was the reason? The prophet says he wanted to set his kingdom in order. So he came before the Lord and he came with all his heart and he said, Lord, I've walked before you in truth. I've tried to live my life right. Lord, I am under the blood of bulls and goats. My sins I've repented of. Lord, I've tried to glorify you in my life. Lord, I'm asking of you, if you will give me, just give me some more time so that I can set my affairs in order. You see, he came with the right motive. He came with the right objective. The prophet says, what are you saying to God? He says, when you come with this right heart, your heart and your motive and objective right, he says, you come wholeheartedly. You come seeking God with all of your heart, sincerely bringing that reason and that cause before him. He says, now that opens a channel that God can drop the inspiration down. And as soon as Hezekiah approaches the Lord like this, verse 4, then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I've seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Oh, friends, that is a powerful thing. You know, the moment that he set his heart that way. Now, this wasn't double-minded prayer. He just came before the Lord humbly and simply, but it was wholehearted. And God looked in his heart and God knew the man means what he's saying. And when he came with the right reason and he said the right thing, immediately the inspiration dropped down from heaven upon the prophet Isaiah, and the Lord spoke to Hezekiah in his situation, and God raised him up from his bed of sickness. That's how the prophet says. He says, God sent his prophet back and told him that he'd be healed. He says, you have to have these things made right first. You know, you put your sins under the blood and get your motive and your objective right. Why? What are you asking for the Lord to do something for? We're asking for the Lord to raise our brother Pele off the bed of sickness. You know, a sickness which, if the Lord doesn't touch him, is a sickness which maybe he's never going to come out of. Oh, saints, what is our motive? What is our reason for doing it? What are we saying to God? Now, we need that inspiration to drop down like the prophet said. Like Job on the ash heap, you know, he was waiting for the Lord to respond to his faith, to drop the supernatural down that channel. Friends, we need to be searching ourselves, laying everything on the altar, and then coming with the right motive and objective and saying, Lord, this will be for your glory. Let this be something that will glorify your name. Let this be something that people will know that you are the living God. You know, approaching him with the right motive, the right objective. The prophet says, telling him the right thing. So Hezekiah now, he fulfilled the right conditions to expect God to manifest on his behalf for divine intervention in his situation. He really knew God. He had walked with God in his own way. And when he sought the Lord like that and approached the Lord like that, he knew something was going to come down and the inspiration struck the prophet. You know, but where is the testing time? The testing time is between the time when God gives us the promise and the time that the promise is fulfilled. Because the next example, the prophet says about Abraham. He says, look at Abraham. He was 99 years old. He was really, really old. Yeah. And he was waiting for the promise. Now, that's the real testing time, when it seems things are taking long. When the Lord has given you a promise, when you received an inspiration before, when you took something from the word, you stood upon that promise of the word, it was quickened to you, you had faith in the promise, but it seems like it's taking longer than you thought. It seems like the heavens are not yet responding to your faith in the promise. What are we supposed to do in a time like that? Once you've searched everything, once your motive and your objective is right, what are we supposed to do then? The prophet says, now we need to be certain of God. But how can we be certain of God? Now, our faith sometimes is going to go up. Our faith is sometimes going to go down. The prophet says, look at Abraham. He'd been waiting for the promise all of these years. And then in Genesis 17, the Lord shows us a wonderful thing. The Lord now appears to Abraham as El Shaddai. He comes to Abraham and he says in Genesis 17, I am the Almighty God. I am El Shaddai. Oh, friends, that's Genesis 17. The prophet says he appeared to him in the name of El Shaddai, the breasted one. And what an encouragement it was. Yet God's purpose wasn't yet fulfilled. So the Lord knew that, Abraham, you need to feed your faith. You need to nurse strength from me while you're waiting for my time to fulfill the promise. I see you standing by faith. I see you waiting for the quickening power to fulfill the promise of a son inside of yourself. Now, your body is old, well stricken in age. Sarah's body is old and well stricken in age. Naturally speaking, this is never going to change. You know inside of yourself, Abraham, it's going to take my quickening power to change the situation inside of you. So Abraham was standing on the promise. But between the time the promise was given and the time that he saw the promise fulfilled, the Lord was showing him, Abraham, there's one thing that you need to do. You need to keep coming to me, El Shaddai. You need to come to nurse strength from me. And then the prophet says about, he says, I've said it before, like the little baby that's fretting and sick and crying, and it lays upon its mother's breast, and it nurses its strength back from her because it's satisfied while it's nursing. Our friends, while you're waiting for your faith to be vindicated by God, as you stand upon the word, as you being certain with God, we need to keep coming back to El Shaddai. We need to keep coming back to the strength giver, like the baby now nursing and kicking and just not feeling well. And then he had come and you put it onto the mother's breast and it starts to nurse that strengthening resource. It starts to nurse its mother's milk with all the vitamins and the resources. And now it starts to settle down. Now it starts to calm down. And the Lord says, Abraham, while you are waiting for my promise to be fulfilled, keep coming and to me, keep coming. I am your satisfying portion, he said to Abraham. Keep coming and nursing from me. Keep coming and let your faith be satisfied. Keep coming, get the strength, nurse that supernatural strength. The promise isn't yet fulfilled, but this is going to keep you resting in me while you wait for the promise to be fulfilled. And friends, that is a wonderful principle that the prophet has showed us there. Wonderful principle, because this happened to Abraham. We are the seed of Abraham. We are waiting for promises. You're waiting for promises in your life. You're looking to the Lord to intervene in your life for a job or for a residence permit, or you're waiting for the Lord to come and vindicate the faith that you have to take you out of the situation that you are, to provide whatever need that it is. Oh, friends, make it clear with the Lord. Come before the Lord with a wholeheartedness this evening as we pray and say, Lord, I want to just set this right with you. Lord, if you will give me my papers that I can stay in this country, I will serve you every day that I'm here. Lord, if you'll give me the opportunity, if you will just open those doors that man has shut, that you alone can open. Lord, I promise to you by your grace that as you help me day by day, I will live for your glory. I live for your kingdom. I will support the things of your kingdom in all that I can do. And if you really mean it from your heart, you're saying that right thing. Coming before the Lord, you'll start nursing strength. It may not yet be time, but the Lord sets things in motion. But you nurse strength and you're satisfied as you wait. You're not worrying. You're not having sleepless nights. You're not worrying about the future. What is tomorrow going to hold? Because day by day, you're coming to El Shaddai. You're coming to nurse. And the prophet says the two breasts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. You're nursing divine strength and inspiration from the Old Testament. And you're nursing divine strength and inspiration from the New Testament. Oh, friends, what a blessed thing that it is. And how do we nurse from El Shaddai? Look at what the Lord is saying to Abraham here. He's saying, Abraham, my grace at this time while you're waiting for the promise has provided all of the resources that you need to be satisfied while you wait for the fulfillment of the promise. And if you had to bring it down to our day, just coming from Poland those 2 weeks back, the Lord has given us 4 anchors in the storm. Remember, he's given us resources around us. He's given us his word. Yeah, he's given us fellowship. He's given us prayer. He's given us his great, great resources. He's given us ministry. He's given us Malachi 4. He's given us the books and the tapes. He's given us the 66 books of the scripture. He's given us God in bride form. He's given us fellowship with his people, Christ in his people. He's given us the house of the Lord. He's given us ministry in his house. You think of all of these resources that the Lord has put around us so that we can nurse from El Shaddai as we wait for the fulfillment of the promises. You know, so if you find that the waiting period has been too long and you've been struggling in this waiting period, I think it's simply, the simple solution to that is you haven't been nursing from El Shaddai. You haven't been taking advantage of the divine resources. The Lord was inviting Abraham, saying, Abraham, come to me. I am El Shaddai. Come to me, the strength giver. Now I'll give you the strength, the comfort, the courage, whatever it is that you need on a daily basis. I'll give you strength for the day. Because Abraham, I'll never put upon you more than you're able to bear. But with every situation I allow inside of your life, I'll give you a way of escape. Come and nurse strength from me, and I'll minister you through that situation. When you go through the floods, I'll be with you. When you pass through the fire, it won't burn you. Yeah. And friends, that is really what we need. We need to be spending time nursing strength from El Shaddai. Yeah. And this El Shaddai now is in his body. As we said, discerning the Lord's body. You know, we can touch his body like that woman touched his garment, and the virtue, the nourishment can come forth and minister to our needs when we fellowship one with another, when we come for prayer meeting, when we come into his house, when you gather together as believers around the table breaking bread. Oh, friends, these are wonderful resources the Lord has given us, divine resources to keep us satisfied as we wait for the fullness of the promise. So you can see what the prophet, how he's building this message up here now. You know, he says, Abraham, you're old. Your strength is gone. Your arms are withered up. Your manhood is gone. But I am your mother. That's what the Lord is like saying. I am the breasted one. Yeah. Just take a hold of my promise and be satisfied while you're waiting. Be rested. Friends, you know that you spend time with El Shaddai when you're at rest. The circumstances in your life may not have changed. But like they said, the real storm that needs to be stilled is firstly the storm that's in here. Now, once the storm is stilled inside of here, the storm out there is not so scary. And when you spend time with El Shaddai and you draw strength and you come within that secret place in simplicity and you set your heart to the Lord and say, Lord, I need to hear from you. Lord, I need you to speak to my soul today. And you get yourself shut in and you open your heart and you open the scriptures, you open the word, and then you let the Holy Ghost come speaking to you. Oh, friends, it'll do something wonderful. The power of transformation will transform something inside of you. It'll transform the way that you approach the trial, the way that you see the trial. It'll give you the strength that you need to continue to stand flat-footed in your trial, to stand there no matter what the winds and the waves and the storms and all the voices and the noise that's all around you. You'll continue to stand there, waiting, patiently, satisfied that in due season, he's going to vindicate my faith. He's going to fulfill his word. He's going to fulfill the promise that he gave to me, because that is what Abraham was doing. He was waiting for the Lord now to come and confirm the promise that he had given to him, that through Sarah, the seed shall be born. And he was waiting for that. Now, let's come to a close before we come to pray in our sense, and then we'll speak a little bit more and put our requests. The prophet says, now, that's the way every believer. So he's taken Abraham now, and now he's putting it to us. He says, now, that's the way every believer. He's speaking of El Shaddai, nursing strength. No, making sure everything's laid under the burnt offering, coming with the right motive and objective. He says, that's the way every believer, paragraph 75, no matter how bad the cancer's got you, no matter how long you've been sitting in a wheelchair, so no matter how long, look, Abraham's got a body that's dead. It's dried up. How is he ever going to have a son? Sarah's long barren in her womb. How is she ever going to have a son? But Abraham, he never doubted. He never staggered at the promises of God through unbelief. The scripture says, why? Because he nursed strength from El Shaddai. And each day when he nursed strength from El Shaddai, he could be certain of God. Now he had that assurance, that substance. Faith is the substance of things not yet seen, things hoped for, things not yet seen. But he knew it's going to come to pass inside of my soul, all is well. I know just any time now he's going to step in and he's going to vindicate his promise inside of my life. He says, that's the way every believer, no matter how long you've been sitting in a wheelchair or any of those things, if you can just grasp that revelation from God, then be satisfied knowing that it's going to happen. So you nurse strength from the word, nursing strength from the message. That becomes the hidden manna. That becomes the angel's food that feeds your soul. God quickens his promise within the veil to you. That becomes a substance. You can say, Lord, I can see this is the promise that you've given to me. Just keep nursing that strength. The prophet says, then be satisfied knowing that it's going to happen. Then he gives us the key. Because faith waits patiently for the promise. Oh, friends, that's what we want to do. In any situation, everything that we're praying for, we want to wait patiently for the promise, but there's conditions for us to wait patiently. You know, if you're just running around and you're trying to sort out all the problems yourself and you're never giving time to the Lord, you're not casting all your cares upon the Lord, if you're leaning on your own understanding, if you're just under your own leadership and headship and guidance, the Bible says in all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Lean not on your own understanding. Yeah, the scripture is so clear on that. Now, overcoming yourself, just coming and laying yourself upon the altar, saying, Lord, if you don't do it, it's not going to get done. Yeah, because I'm just a branch. You are the vine. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. And you realize I need to abide in him. I need to draw the resources from the vine. I can never bring forth anything as a branch by myself. Oh, friends, let's come to him now in prayer. As we search ourselves, even before we'd come to put the prayer request after we've prayed now, even before we come to speak on anything else, let's first just search our own hearts. What is it inside of your life that you need or are desiring from the Lord at this time? And what are you saying to God? What is your motive and objective? Have you approached him the right way? Is everything under the blood? Has everything been confessed? Everything been forsaken and put under the blood? Now, have you surrendered your life and said, Lord, for your glory, I give myself to you, that if you will grant me grace, as you will strengthen me, as you will quicken me on a daily basis, I will serve and I will worship you. Friends, let's just take this opportunity to come like Job did when he came and he made those burnt offerings now. And he took Jehovah's prescribed sacrifices and he laid them in order. He put up his hands and he made everything right and he worshiped the Lord. Now he had the right approach to God. And then a channel opened up and then he started to speak to the Lord through that channel. Let's just make sure today that our channel is clear before we go any further in this prayer meeting. Then we'll come back and just take it a little bit further, what the prophet says, put our prayer request and we'll finish up in prayer. But let's come to pray, saints. Whatever your need, whatever it is before the Lord, let's come before him. Let's fill our mouth, like Job said, with arguments, with reasons for the Lord to fulfill the promises of his word. And may the Lord quicken us in his prayer. Let's come to pray. Amen, saints. Let's just take a little bit further in the word, and then we bring our requests and we come before the Lord for the real prayer on behalf of these petitions and requests and whatever petitions and requests that you have. And now that we've just set our focus towards him, we've desired our wills to be set in tune with his will. Because the Bible says, if you ask anything according to his will, we shall receive it. I mean, you're going to get it. That's when the inspiration is going to drop down and you're going to say, that's mine. When you just get your will and your desire lined up with his will and his desire for his glory. Our friend, sometimes that's the great battle, isn't it? The prophet says, no selfish prayer will ever be answered. And sometimes we clothe our selfishness in religious terms and we wonder why there's no faith, no inspiration. But the moment you approach him the right way, saying the right thing, the prophet speaks of it in approach to God. You approach him that right way. Our friends, he so much wants to manifest himself on behalf of his people. The prophet in paragraph 80 now, he gets on to speaking about Job. And like we said, the prophet says Job had no Bible to read in his day. He only went by inspiration. He was a prophet to whom the word of the Lord came to. So he knew what it was for that divine inspiration to drop down that prophetic channel. You know, where he knew what it was when he'd pray for somebody else. The prophet says he had interceded so many times for other people. Now he was in a situation he needed somebody to intercede for him. He knew what it was for the Lord to inspire his faith and to quicken him. But now here he is on the ash heap and he just can't get that inspiration. And that is the difficult time in life. Yeah, because the devil was speaking through his wife and the devil was speaking through his comforters and the devil was speaking through all of his circumstances. It wasn't easy for Job, but the prophet says he was a prophet. He had only to be inspired. That's all he knew. He said, I just need that inspiration to drop down. That's all, to change the situation here. I know the power of that anointing. I know the power of when the Lord speaks into my situation. It happened to him many, many times before. The prophet says he had only to be inspired because he knew his position, that he was God's prophet. And friend, you know your position as God's child. You're a son or a daughter of God. You have every right to approach him concerning the things of this life, concerning the things of his kingdom, concerning the things of the natural things of this life when the enemy comes against you. Or when you have a genuine need, when you're in the line of duty, you have every right, the same as Job did. He says, I'm a prophet. I've served the Lord all of my days. I know that I'm justified in coming to ask him for this. No, I know that I'm not asking this just hoping. I know that I'm justified. He will answer because he's always answered. And that's the attitude that Job had. The prophet says, now the only thing that had to happen was for that inspiration to strike him. Then he knew that what he said would happen because it was by inspiration. Now Jesus says, then you shall ask what you will and it shall be given unto you. You know, that time when you get into prayer and then like the Bible says, we don't know how to pray, but then he leads us to pray according to his will. And now his presence, his quickening, his inspiration comes into the prayer. Now ask what you will. That's what the prophet said. Job couldn't get the inspiration upon him. He was praying, but he could just see the channels not yet open. Because friends, our intellectual faith, our human faith will never bring forth the promises of God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Have the faith of God. That's the correct inspiration. We need his faith to drop down inside. You know, so when our channel is clear, when our motive is clear, when our objective is clear, when our life is in simplicity, just laid upon the altar, say, Lord, for your glory. You've now got a channel open between you and him. Now wait for the inspiration to drop down the channel. That's what the prophet is teaching us. He says, all he had to do was wait for the inspiration to strike him. He says, that's what the church, if it's set in order. You know, so when you're in the line of duty, when you're in your position, as a mother, a father, a brother, or a sister, whatever that it is, and Satan comes before you, or there's a Red Sea before you, or there's circumstances before you that you can't overcome. Friends, you have every right as a child of God to approach your father, to bring your petitions before him, and then to stand there, to wait there now, expecting the inspiration to drop down in simplicity. that faith to drop down inside of you to say, it's over, it's finished. The Lord has heard my prayer. Like Hannah, when she got up and she was no more sad. There's something that dropped down inside of her heart. She'd been emotional many times. She had prayed emotionally many times. But this time it was different because she came with the right motive and the right objective. She didn't just come as in the other year saying, please, Lord, give me a son. Lord, it's hard for me not having a child. She didn't do that this time. She came and said, Lord, if you will give me a son, I will give him back to you. Yeah. If you will look upon my reproach, if you will visit me, Lord, if you will give me a man-child, I will lend him back to you. Friends, it was different this time her approach. And this time the inspiration dropped down the channel. She could feel it, but wow, something's taken place. In simplicity, faith is a simple thing, friends. It's not a complicated thing. But there was something dropped inside of her heart. She was no more sad. And to prove it, the inspiration dropped upon the high priest. And he blessed her. And if you go and see what that really means, when he blessed her, it says, he said to her, it shall be done the way that you've asked. He like prophesied over her. You know, so there was a vindication of those things. And friends, God will back up and vindicate. When you approach him the right way, when God is dealing with you about something, he'll back it up and vindicate it in some way. That scripture will be preached at church, or somebody will send you a text on WhatsApp, and it'll be exactly that promise that God has just spoken to you. Because God will vindicate it. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, the Bible says. And that's why you learn it from Hannah. She knew the moment that she prayed that prayer, she knew it's been heard. She knew something dropped down and she got off her knees and that was it finished. And now she just waited, nursing from El Shaddai, waiting for the promise to be fulfilled. And the promise was fulfilled. And here came Samuel, which meant asked of God. So the prophet says, that's all the church has to do. If it's got the mechanics ready, it only then needs the dynamics. Tonight, if we'll get the mechanics ready, we'll do what we can do. Yeah? Get every mechanic ready. Follow him in everything that he's told you to do. And then stand there. That's all we can do. We just do everything according to the mechanics. We do what the word says. We do it with all our hearts. We stand there. Because if he doesn't drop the faith down the channel, friends, it's never going to change. Nothing's ever going to change. There's nothing in man that can help another man. There's nothing in you that can change your circumstances. He's going to have to drop that something down there. And that's the principle he's showing us here. He says, get every mechanic ready, then stand there. Then we're ready for the dynamics to be lit off. And only God can do that. And that's to drop into your heart that faith that says, I'm healed. Like with Hannah, simple like that, to drop that faith inside of there. And friends, anybody has ever received divine healing, and you know exactly what this is. Now you'll be struggling in your mind, you'll be standing on the promises, and you do what you can do, searching your life. And then there just comes a certain time where that faith just drops in your heart. And you know that's it's over. Faith being a substance, an evidence of things not yet seen. You just know it's finished. God has done it. And the actual manifestation may take some time, but you're resting inside of yourself because you've approached him with the mechanics all in place. The channel was open. Now God drops his faith. He now drops his visitation down that channel. And that's what Job was waiting for. The prophet says, when you prayed for, you don't have to run back through the line or get somebody else to pray for you. When you know you've done exactly what God told you to do, then wait for the channel of inspiration to open to you. Now, that's why you need to feed on the word and you need to do whatever. Whichever way God's going to open the channel and drop it down, that's up to him. But no, you just keep knocking on the doors and you keep nursing the strength from him and you stay in the word and follow his leadership. And what should I listen to? What should I read? Who should I fellowship with? And friends, God is going to drop that inspiration down there as sure as the world because you're his child in his time and his own way. But if you set it all right, he's going to drop it in. And the prophet says, when it drops in there, then it's all over. Then you don't even need prayer lines. It's been revealed to you. Then he gives us our final example for this evening. Just like the old prophet at the coming of the Lord Jesus. He's speaking of Simeon. Let's just read the scripture about Simeon before we put our prayer requests and come to pray. Luke chapter 2, Oh, friends, he's given us an example to show once again. You know, I really love it when the prophet gives us these keys in the Bible. You know, to take us back to these characters and show us why God put them in the word so that we can learn from them. This is like God demonstrating his principles to us in flesh in the lives of other people so that we can apply these things in our own lives as well. So Simeon, Luke 2, verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. So he was waiting for the promise. Now, the key thing is, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. He kept the channel open. Now, God had given him a promise. Simeon, you are not going to see death until the Messiah comes. You will see the Messiah. God had given him a promise. Now he's getting old. Time is going on. He has Anna, the prophetess. She's getting old as well. But he kept the Holy Ghost upon him. He continued to nurse strength from El Shaddai. If you go and read about Simeon, Simeon was a real, real respected man in that time. He was, you know, somebody who was so much stayed in the word, spent his time in the temple and so forth. Now he stayed in the word. He stayed before the Lord. He kept the channel open, you know, because the Lord had given him a promise, and he nursed strength from the word, from El Shaddai, while he waited for the appointed time for the promise to be fulfilled. Because like I said, the difficult time is always between when you receive the promise or when you stand on the promise and when the promise is fulfilled. Satan's going to do everything he can in that gap there to try to get you to think something's going wrong. God didn't hear your prayers. Does God care? No, he's going to try to get you with condemnation and all these kind of things in the middle there. So we need to keep nursing strength from El Shaddai. That's the key there. Keep the Holy Ghost upon you the way that Simeon did. It says in verse 26, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. This was a personal promise to him. Friends, the Lord will come to you with a personal promise and say, you are going to get married next year. Whatever. The Lord will come to you and say, this job is yours. No, you'll walk past a house. We had the testimony of it. You'll walk past a place and the Lord in your heart will speak and say, you're going to live in this house one day. While the house is still being built, and then a year later, you're living in that house. Faith is a simple thing, friends. The leadership of the Holy Ghost is a simple thing if you just stay yielded to the Lord. But if you get so busy and occupied in the complexity of life and get so busy in unnecessary things, you know, you get your mind all clogged up and use all your strength and energy on secondary things, and never spend any time with the Lord. Never give him the opportunity for the Holy Ghost to rest upon you and to minister you into rest. Yeah, it's not going to be easy for you in the time of promise for the Lord to get through all of that confusion, to speak his promise to your heart the way that he did to Simeon. But Simeon, it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost. So now, let's bring ourselves into the story now. Now the prophet's speaking about Simeon, how he was waiting. It says that old prophet at the coming of the Lord Jesus, it was revealed to him, the old sage, that he would not see death until he saw the Lord's Christ. And he believed that and he waited for that. And the people thought he was crazy. The old man had lost his mind, but he still believed it. Nothing could shake him from it because he knew that God had revealed it to him. For the Bible says it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost. And then he kept the channel open. He kept waiting. Lord, you've given me the promise. When is this promise going to be fulfilled? Then that day, maybe the prophet says he's sitting in his chamber. He's reading the scrolls of the prophets. And the Holy Ghost drops down the channel and says, Simeon, rise up. The time has come. And he gets up out of his seat. And look what it says, how it says in the Bible, verse 27. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he up him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation. Oh, friends, in due season, he had put all the mechanics right. He was keeping the Holy Ghost upon him. He was keeping himself yielded before the Lord. And then when the time of the promise came and Mary and Joseph brought Jesus in to be circumcised on the eighth day, the inspiration dropped down the channel. And now he went and he saw the Messiah. Now he saw the fulfillment of what God had promised to him. And friends, that's exactly the same as we close with Job, that Job stood steadfast in his trial. You know, Satan tried to knock him this way and that. The brothers accused him of so many things. His wife told him, curse God and die. That the devil tried to hit him with sickness, and must have been so many things going through his mind. But he stood there. He knew, I am under Jehovah's burnt offering. I am a child of God. I'm a prophet of God. I have a need. I've brought my petition before the Lord. I need him to speak to me in the midst of my confusion. I need him to minister to me in the midst of this situation. And that's the scripture we read now in the beginning. In God's appointed time, the inspiration dropped down the channel. And Job stood up. The prophet says, the thunders roared, the lightning strike. And Job stood up from his ash heap. And then he says, oh, that my words were now recorded in a book. If I could take an iron pen and lead and write them in a rock, for I know my Redeemer lives. Oh, friends. And even though the skin worms eat this body, yet in my flesh, I shall see the Redeemer. I will see my Savior, myself, not another. Oh, friends, the inspiration dropped down and changed the situation inside of his life. And that's how the prophet is taking this. Now, we're on page 14. The message is 50-something pages long. He continues on these principles in this message. It's a wonderful, wonderful message. You know, showing these principles, a man so qualified like the prophet with all of the prayer lines. This is 1965, I think, and it's been since 48, 47, he's been out in the prayer lines praying for millions of people, seeing many people healed, but multitudes not, knowing what causes people to be healed and what causes people not to receive the faith to be healed. And he comes and distills it down and brings it in a message and shows us in these principles inside of the word. Oh, friends, may the Lord help us in these things as we come to our final prayer this evening. You know, may the Lord drop the inspiration down on behalf of these prayer requests. Because the prophet says in new ministries, how do you know it? He says at the end of new ministry, he says, everybody pray. Pray for these sick people here that are going to be prayed from the prayer line. He says, how do you not know that you might be the one who says the right thing? And the inspiration, the healing power drops down upon somebody. You might come with the right motive and objective, speak to the Lord and God visit somebody else. That's the power of intercession. So friends, on behalf, firstly, of Brother Pele, we really need to pray for him, friends, because the doctor's diagnosis is not good for Brother Pele. You know, if the Lord doesn't touch him, our brother's not going to be with us for many more months. That's what the doctors are saying. You know, things haven't gone well. The tumors come back inside of him again, inside of his brain. But saints, we're looking to the Lord. You know, there's nothing we can do in our emotion. There's nothing we can do just in our own human faith. But let's put our motive and objective right, and let's wait to see what the Lord has to say about this. Let's see if the Lord will drop something down the channel and somebody will say the right thing to the Lord, and the Lord will change. It's nothing for the Lord to change the situation. The scripture says, is anything too hard for the Lord? It's nothing for the Lord. He can just look and blink at the situation and change it. But friends, we need to stand flat-footed on behalf of our brother and wait and say, Lord, we under expectation. You've given your promise. Lord, for your glory, this is your son. Lord, raise him up from the situation. Glorify your name. But we need that inspiration, that faith to drop down that channel. We also have a request here to pray for Brother Jeannot. He's got COVID a second time. Let's pray for our brother, trusting that all will be well with him. We pray for him. Brother Shelton as well, we've been praying for his sister. We really want to keep his sister in prayer. Remember, she had the breast cancer, and she's going for an operation on the 6th of April. So let's keep Brother Shelton's sister in prayer. The surgery has been delayed to the 6th of April. Let's pray that the Lord will really, really be there with the surgeon's hand. And then finally, we have our sister Patience. She sent a very, very heartbreaking one. She actually sent a photo. I don't know if you'll see. I'll try to show you the photo. There's a little girl sitting there with Brother Mike and Sister Patience's children. And this little girl is their neighbor. Her mother and father are from Colombia, and they're in the same class as Zoe. Her name was Angelia, a very close friend of Zoe, both at home and at school. They sat on the same table in class. And she was taken sick on Tuesday, and she passed away last night at the age of 5. So Sister Patience is saying, please remember the parents in prayer. I mean, it's hard even to understand what it'd be like to have to go through something like that, saints. And those are the times when you say it's so wonderful to be a believer, that because the Lord needs to give you some real supernatural comfort. So I think this family, their name, the sister gave me her name is Merle Dawson. And her family, her daughter has died very suddenly. So let's really remember these saints. The sister Patience has gone to be with her at the hospital today in Port Leash. And the post-mortem is going to be on Tuesday, I think it is, or Monday, Tuesday. So saints, let's put ourselves in her shoes as well. Let's put ourselves in the shoes of the mother and the father. You know, what a heartbreaking thing. Let's really pray that the God of all comfort will comfort them. Let's continue to bring our brother Pele. We continue to look to the Lord. It's nothing to the Lord to change the situation. You know, we just want to come and say the right thing to him. Let's pray for Brother Jeannot. Let's pray for this weekend. Tomorrow we have a service in Carlo, house meeting at Sister Priya's at 4:00. Everyone's welcome who's in that neighborhood. Please come. Let's have fellowship. And then at Brother Sasha's, we'll be there on Sunday at Limerick at 11. Let's pray for that. And the next weekend, we have our youth weekend at Avoca. Saints, many things to pray about. And whatever else the Lord has laid upon your heart. So let's come before the Lord once more. Then we'll hand over to Brother Vlad to close for us in a word of prayer. Let's pray, sorry, also for Brother Max. He's in Italy. Let's pray he went to his regular checkup, that all is well, that he'll come back soon after the weekend. Brother Wilmore as well, across in England for work. Let's keep our brother before the Lord. And whatever else the Lord has laid upon your heart. So let's come before the Lord in prayer. Let's spend a little bit longer in prayer this time. Let's take time to put ourselves in the shoes of these people. Let's remember our sister Lily. Let's continue to remember her before the Lord. Not an easy situation. I've been in these situations when I've had relatives in intensive care and that, friends. Your whole life is turned upside down. You know, it's really, really not easy. You need the grace of God. You need his ever presence to be with you in a season like this. So let's pray for our sister and let's pray for Brother Nat. He's been doing a tremendous job. They're really trying to help on the issue, that the Lord may continue to lead and guide in all things. So saints, let's put this before the Lord and then we'll come to a close. God bless you as you pray. Thank you. Amen, saints. God bless each and every one. Thank the Lord for the time we've had of prayer. I know the prophet used to always say that, say, let it not stop now. Let's continue on in the spirit of prayer. I know there's some people are very good in the night watches. There's some that are very good rising up early in the morning. Some are good like David. He says, morning, noon. And at what morning, noon, and at night will I pray and seek thine face. Daniel would pray three times a day, setting his face towards God's provided place of worship. So may the Lord continue to help us. Let's pray for Brother Eddie for Sunday service. May the Lord grant him a rich inspiration for the Sunday service in Dublin. As we said, there's no adult Sunday school. So there'll be normal Sunday school for children, 10:30, song worship at 11, and then Brother Eddie at 11:30. So may the Lord richly bless you, saints, until we meet. Let's hand over to Brother Vlad. Brother Vlad, you close for us in a word of prayer, and then please lead us in a couple of songs as we dismiss. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, how we are so thankful this evening. You always faithful, O Lord. You look from eternity, O Lord. You don't look our mistakes. You don't look where we are. You look on us from eternity through Jesus Christ. O Lord, like we got advice today, O Lord, that we should put everything under the blood, O Lord. Lord, we are united in spirit. We want to close this service with prayer and put everything into your hands, Lord. How we want to ask you, Lord, if we said something, O Lord, or we didn't mean it, O Lord, or we did something, O Lord. We want to just bring our prayer to you, O Lord, that our prayer will not be just that it will reach ceiling and nowhere else, Lord. Lord, we want to lift up your name because we know that you hear, like we sing that song, you hear every our prayer, O Lord. O Lord, how we are so thankful, O Lord. Help us to trust you even now, O Lord. O Lord, bringing all these petitions to you, O Lord, each of everyone. Lord, we saw you. O Lord, when they came with report that Lazarus died, he passed away. O Lord, how you be emotional that time. Many people testify, they say how you loved him. O Lord, Lord, we are coming to you, O Lord, because we know that you stood up that time. O Lord, because you are God. You have in your hands everything, O Lord. O Lord, doctor says this one, but Lord, we know that our life is in your hands. O Lord, we know that Brother Pele's life is in your hands, O Lord. That's why we want to testify. We want to lift up your name. We want to glorify you, O Lord. O Lord, we want to ask for him, O Lord, that you will touch him, O Lord. You spoke to us today that we should receive certain inspiration, O Lord. That's what we wait for, O Lord. That's what we wait for, O Lord. Even now, we want to just roll all burdens to you, O Lord. O Lord, how we ask, even for sister patience, when she's going there to see family, O Lord, Lord, you go with her. You bring that peace, something special. O Lord, we know that only you can satisfy our soul. Only you can, in such a moment, bring something special for those people who lost their daughter, O Lord. Thinking all other requests, O Lord, what they are, O Lord. Brothers traveling from place to place. Brother Wilmo is coming back wherever he is. Tara coming back, O Lord. O Lord, even all other requests, O Lord. Thinking about youth, which is going to be following the weekend, O Lord, how we ask you your presence there, your spirit there, your special inspiration for brothers who are organizing these things, oh Lord, that you will give them, oh Lord. Thinking about service, which is coming this Sunday, oh Lord, how we need you, oh Lord. How brothers need you, waiting upon you, inspiration, oh Lord. Oh Lord, touch us with your spirit, that even we coming to service, coming to church, oh Lord, come, we will come with inspiration. Oh Lord, how we ask you, when Brother Andrew will visit those places, Carlo and Limerick, that you will be with him also, oh Lord. That you will quicken him in spirit, that you will undertake his journey, oh Lord. Whatever will be said and done, that it will be for your glory. Lord, help us. Take all selfishness from us, oh Lord, that whatever we do, whatever we ask, Lord, that it will be for your glory, oh Lord. We just commit our ways into your hands, and whatever was said and done, that your spirit will just dwell and remind us of those things, that we will remain humble in expectation, oh Lord. Committing these things into your hands, thinking about even about Sister Lily. Oh Lord, she is in great need too, oh Lord. Touch her, be with her, oh Lord. We commit these things into your hands in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I know the master of the beat. My boat of life sails on troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, oh, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights. About the peaks my song can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights, brings me low, but never brings me down. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. Storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the rain. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. As we lift your holy name, you deserve the glory.
in worship as we lift your holy name. You are great, you the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You the miracle so great. And there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You are great, you the miracle so great, and there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great, you the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great, you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you are more than enough for me. Jehovah Rapha, you are healer. By your stripes I've been set free. Jehovah Shammah, you are with me. You supply all my needs. You are more than enough. More than enough. You are more than enough for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you are more than enough for me. Jehovah Rapha, you my healer. By your stripes I be set free. Jehovah Shammah, you are with me. You supply all my needs. You are more than enough. You are more than enough for me.
Thank you, brother. of that. God bless you, brother. We really do appreciate it. God bless you, your family. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful weekend, saints.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Georgie, God bless, brother.
Shalom, Pastor. Safe journeys. God bless, saints.
Thanks, brother. God bless you, bro.
God bless you, saints. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you all, brother. God bless you, brother Nat.
Amen.
Bye. God bless, brother, everyone. Brother Clayton, God bless you, bro. Cardell, God bless. And everyone. Chabas, Cheningas, Sister Anne, brother Joseph, the Zimmers, Michael, Greg, each and everyone. Brother Jose, God bless you, bro. Glad that your family came. God bless you richly and each and everyone.
God bless you, Brother Andrew. God bless everyone.
God bless you, Brother Eli. God bless, bro. Have a good weekend, bro.